like imposed idea of the American dream is like you can come from your third world country and you can find peace and you have this like democracy and freedom of speech. And then a kid sits in a tent in front of his math class and he gets fucking maced. Like
freedom of speech until
you're Arab or until Arab you're brown.
But your speech doesn't suit the narrative.
War is an industry. I mean, the more kids they kill in Gaza, the more money goes into their pockets. 1 in 8 households in America doesn't know where their next meal is going to come from. 1 in 8.
Wow.
People in Israel are living for free. Their entire life is subsidized. And I've seen it. There is free housing, free healthcare, free education.
And as you were saying, the subsidies also come from war too.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. If TikTok was banned, we'd be flopping. There's 7 million U.S. small businesses on TikTok. 7 million?
Yeah, they would destroy the economy.
What do you think about thirst trapping for Palestine? Because this guy does it a lot.
I've been doing it since day one.
And then one of my friends saw the video that we did. He was like, that girl is so cute. I'm pro-Palestinian now.
I get a lot of messages from Israelis that are like, I don't know, you're making me change my... That picture you posted is making me change my mind. I'm like, yeah.
Habibi House.
Oh, I really want to do Habibti House.
Let's do it.
I think that'd be so fun. Norhan can be a person. For Habibti House?
She's a musician. She's like...
The musician?
Yeah.
It's like out of baddies.
It's just
like any cool out of
the baddies. Well, no, it's just like
only
it's
baddies.
Like Habibi
no
House
uglies.
Is us
no
three.
Ugly.
And
no
Habibi House is
women. Yeah.
Look, our two Arab baddies right here. The first two on the podcast.
Oh gosh.
Their hair.
I'm blushing.
Feels like ASMR. I was gonna start an ASMR channel.
Let's see what you got.
What would you do? Like eat stuff?
Yeah. Really? But then I couldn't do it because it's a famine. Not famine.
Oh, the hunger that's going on in Gaza? Yeah. ASMR is kind of weird.
I love it.
I'm just not really into it.
I just think.
It's very cringy. And just seems like, it makes me uneasy.
I think that has more to do with you than ASMR.
Ooh, we're getting into the psychology of it.
I just think it seems oddly... Sexual?
It's very horny.
Yeah.
Is it?
When it's not.
It's so sexual.
When it's really not. Well,
it's very horny.
There's a lot of like, there's like a very blurry line between like regular ASMR and then it gets really weird.
The weird, like
the
one that you have to pay for. The paywall ASMR.
I wanted to say Japanese, but it's not, is it? It's like cosplay.
Japanese
like, that.
ASMR.
Like it's called.
Yeah,
that's.
We can talk about it. Ramadan is over.
So back to business as usual.
Back to business as usual. Yeah. Who's pulling up the hentai?
Yeah. Like 11 months of hentai.
Is that my Abdullah's in house?
Is that like henna?
No, it's not. You are too pure henna. For this world,
henna.
Man.
Henna.
Yeah, we can't put this in the podcast because the guy I'm talking to's mom hates me and. No, she doesn't hate me. She just doesn't want me to say anything haram. So
this is the extra scenes, you know.
Yeah, this is behind the paywall.
Delete the scenes. Yeah,
this is behind the paywall.
Behind the ASMR paywall.
All right, y'all.
All right,
let's go intro, guy.
Okay.
Intro. What's up, guys? This is episode number 1 million of the Habibi House podcast.
Woo!
The number one Arab American podcast.
And we
have in the world, yes.
Today we have a very, very special
guest.
We
actually did our own research and we figured, according to us, we are the number one.
We just took out the rest of the competition.
I
just
think actually, I agree too, though.
There is no competition.
I don't think there's many others, so
yeah,
we get to make
it's like
that.
Us versus like three guys.
Yeah, basically. We like to say we are the Arab American podcast in the world. That's technically the term, but Atif always says the number one.
We are the number
one. Yeah,
well,
let's talk.
And we have.
That's a good one.
But they're Canadian. They're not Arab American.
Oh, okay, so in the nation.
Like AB Talks is overseas in the Middle East.
We're chilling.
So we're chilling.
There really is nobody
we're
like
the number
us.
One in the world.
The Arab American podcast.
And then there's Habibti House. Anyways.
Coming up.
Whoa.
Don't spoil it.
We forgot to introduce the guest.
Okay, yeah.
Our guest today
she needs no introduction.
Maya Abdullah, actress, activist, influencer.
Yeah.
Clothing brand, fashion
Ayuni.
Designer, Ayuni.
Brand new, just dropped.
Welcome to the Habibi House.
Thank you. I have been waiting to be here for so long.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ecstatic.
So excited to have
you.
We've been waiting to have you, too.
Yeah.
I've been waiting to come, so Thank here you guys are. For having
the
me.
The time here has come.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
my guys.
Sir. So what are we going to start talking about? Did you make all this that you're wearing right now?
Tell us about your fit check.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to do a fit check. This is the Iuni unreleased. You guys are getting a special look.
The exclusive.
This is the exclusive. This is the next.
This is the colored one.
Yeah, this is the next Iuni drop. It's a dress. I can't stand up, but.
See it. Go ahead.
Oh, should I? Okay.
Okay, that's fire.
This is the sample, though, so.
It's a nice
yours will
fabric.
Look better
and,
than this.
And all the cloth is from where?
Palestine.
Let's go.
All the cloth is from Palestine. 50% of all proceeds go to Palestinian relief. So yeah, it's been
that's a crazy generous journey. That's a generous
50.
I know.
Percentage.
Yeah, and people are like, you should donate more. I'm like, you guys, well, when you find out when UNICEF is donating, you're going to be sick. Yeah. When you find out what Red Cross is donating, you're going to throw up.
Who are you donating it to?
Yeah. We donate to the GoFundMes.
To GoFundMes?
Straight in the GoFundMe.
That's a good way to do it directly.
Isn't that kind of controversial, though?
I mean, I feel like it's
because GoFundMe itself is not a good brand.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because they take part of it or what? They take a piece of it?
GoFundMe takes, I mean, yeah, all those things take like a little bite of everything. I'm not sure, but GoFundMe is like the only way to get money directly to them. There's like a way to wire, but it's so complicated.
Yeah. GoFundMe seems as direct as you can.
So, yeah. We're getting more and more, we're like developing more relationship with this guy, Wally Rashid. He does a lot of like the face, like talking to the green screen videos. And he has an initiative, he's Palestinian, and he's talking about PayPal. And literally PayPal,
Zionist, yeah.
PayPal has, they have, the settlers have access to PayPal, but the Palestinians don't. And
yeah,
he's
like
trying
so
to change
like
that. So he has initiative to at least get PayPal to the Palestinians. So that's one big way of, you know, getting money to Palestinians.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
The GoFundMe, like, where is it going? To the people in Gaza?
Yeah, it's like personal GoFundMe.
Specific families.
Okay. Yeah.
Are they for them to like... To get out, or
everybody's
mostly
trying
what
to
it
get
is.
Out, yeah, right like now? I feel like 90% of everybody's trying to get the fuck out. Yeah, can you curse on here?
And yeah, and then what though? Come back? Like that's the whole thing.
I mean,
like
who knows?
Are they giving
knows?
Up at that point?
Inshallah khair at that point.
Just they want. They just happy to be alive.
Just need to seek refuge.
Yeah,
I mean,
happy to be alive. Yeah, yeah. Like I mean,
save
also there's like so much like my aunt, my aunt's niece, but like through marriage, her niece got shot in the leg and the bullet shattered in her leg because the IDF uses exploding bullets. So it shattered her leg, one shot through the window of her apartment, shattered her leg. She's wheelchair bound now. But the problem is Gaza is completely, there's no like roads that you can just like walk, wheel down. So it's like the terrain is like not, like disability friendly, obviously, because it's been bombarded. So it's like she can't even go anywhere. Yeah. She just like sits in a wheelchair all day at like a church where they're seeking refuge. So it's like people just like want, like I feel like in the beginning people wanted to stay like...
Stand their ground.
Yeah, stand their ground. But like it's gotten to a point where life is uninhabitable there.
Yeah.
That's what they wanted. That's what the occupation
yeah,
wants, right?
They
right.
wanted it. And there definitely are people in the north that are like... standing their ground still. Mm-hmm. I just think it's people with like really young kids or like people that have like medical issues. Like a lot of disabled kids are just like dying.
Right.
And not even directly from the IDF like killing them, but like no access to, you know, there's no ambulances left in some parts and just stuff
like
that.
Lack of medical services.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's that way and then to the right.
But yeah.
So staying on at Iuni for a little longer because it was cool how it came about. I remember we ran into you at a protest. I want to tell the story a little bit and ended up
from the protest or just Iuni how it came.
Yeah,
I mean from the beginning.
So, oh my gosh, Iuni is crazy, guys.
Well, what does Iuni mean?
Iuni means my eyes in Arabic.
I know this. He doesn't know Arabic.
You don't know Arabic?
I asked specifically because I don't know. Right?
Well, he's.
I was doing it for the people.
For the Caucasians watching.
Right, right, yeah.
And others. Yeah.
I don't know Arabic. Iuni means my eyes. So like min Iuni means like from my eyes. And honestly, guys, I had like 10 names. Like people are like, how did you come up with Iuni? I'm like, dude, that's the only names like everybody agreed on. Like, no, I don't know. I tried everything. But Iuni started because I was in Palestine on October 7th. We had to evacuate October 14th. We went to Amman, and we knew that the Intifada was coming when we were in Amman. I mean, it was crazy. Like, everybody knew it was coming. It was like the vibe was so sinister in the street. People were like, when we were in Palestine, like, we would be at a shop, and there's no bomb shelters in the West Bank. You hide in people's, like, random cellars for their shops, like, for their, like, dukkana. Like, we would go to the dukkana, and the man would be like, well, when the first bomb drops, just come to my dukkana, and I'll let you in the cellar. Like, well, I was like... So we knew the Intifada was coming. Everybody knew. Like,
which Intifada?
Like the Intifada right now.
When you're witnessing.
Yeah.
What's happening right now? You talking about in the West Bank?
Intifada just means revolution.
Okay. So there's...
Or uprising.
What's been happening for
college students.
7 months.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Everything you're seeing in the streets, yeah. People rising up, the protests.
I consider this an Intifada. I don't know if other people do.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like it is.
If yeah, so sure, it's a revolution.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Intifada just means uprising. So... We knew the Intifada was coming, and we were like, okay, we want to make a ton of clothes to wear to protests, because every time, like, stuff gets crazy in Palestine, all the kufiyas sell out in America. And, like, you literally cannot find one. That was what happened in 2021. And, like, so we're like, I'm going to take a bunch of kufiya inspired clothing, revolutionary clothing to America, so I can have stuff to wear to the protests and just like have stuff to wear. I knew things were happening. Yeah. So we went to this like random seamstress on Rainbow Street. We took her a kufiya.
Yeah.
Rainbow Street. Oh my God. The craziest place on earth.
All right.
And we went to Rainbow Street, and we found this like seamstress. She like spoke no English, so we were just like figuring it out with her. And
well,
it's,
you know, it's gonna be good stuff.
You know, it's gonna, and it was like five dollars to make the whole everything we made.
The artsy, our people are.
Yeah, they're all fire. Yeah. It's funny.
And Amen. Oh wow. Okay.
But it's funny because she's like super in hijabe, like super modest. And I'm like, listen, I need you to make this as tight as possible. I need you to make this shirt a crop top. And she's like, La haramaya wallah. And I'm like, listen, I'm American. Yeah. And I'm American. Make it tighter. And
I make it tighter.
I know. And we like went like three times begging her to make it tighter. And then I made an outfit. And then I came to America and I just wore it to the protest. I never like wanted to sell these. I just wanted to wear them for myself. And then people would like chase me down at the protest. They're like, where did you get it from? I was like, I made it. I don't know, because there's nothing like it. And I know why now, because it's so hard to do.
Right.
But so then we started making it, and I thought that I'm like so Arab mom mentally that I thought that I could just do everything myself. We hired 10 people today. Oh, wow. We hired 10 people. So we're
10 Arab Palestinian, right?
Arabs, yeah. It's hard to find 10 Palestinians that are like yeah. down for this.
It's like right here.
Yeah, the 10 Palestinians are literally yeah. in this room right now. I hired 10 Arab women to join the squad. So isn't that crazy? Yeah. Dude, yeah, we
know. Here or there?
Here, right here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
In LA trying to.
What roles are you filling?
Trying to distribute, it's so hard. It's so hard. People are like so...
To distribute or manufacture it?
To distribute. Okay. I have a factory. It's totally fine. But people are so used to Amazon, like having like five-year-old kids making their stuff and it comes to your door in 2 days. I'm like, dude.
Two days, 2 seconds.
Yeah. Like you come, dude, you can order something from Amazon and it'll come to you the next morning.
Yeah.
Same day sometimes.
Yeah. I don't use Amazon anymore because it's Zionist. But but yeah, they're nuts. Yeah.
Even if they weren't Zionist, they treat their people like
shit. But yeah, it's like you can like... People are like, hey, like, what I ordered 3 days ago, why isn't here yet? I'm like, dude, the factory hasn't even started making it.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
They haven't even thought about it yet.
So how many products do you have?
Mashallah, that's amazing that you hired the team.
Thank you.
What products? The crop top?
I have the top, the original, the one in your... That's the day I decided to make it a business.
Yeah, I remember. I was there.
Yeah. It's crazy. You guys have seen, like, a lot of this process. I have the top. I have this bandana that I'm wearing. Very cute. Actually, such good quality. They came out today, and I was like, oh, my God, this is fire. And then I also
have... Oh, you dropped the bandanas today?
No, I just got them.
Oh,
and
you just got
I finally got them from the factory. I have bracelets. He's wearing one, but I don't... Yeah, can you stick your arm in there?
Give me your arm.
I also sell kufiya bracelets.
Ooh, that's
very
new.
Very nice.
That's cute.
Yeah. But yeah, we're expanding. Yeah, budget friendly. And
Nasfilnas.
No, it's just something for everybody.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. And we're going to do men's stuff. We have a lot coming. It's just like, we have to just get through. Yeah, it's so hard. It's so, I like wanted to quit so many times already. Yeah, yeah. And I'm not really a quitter.
No, no. I mean, you've been very like driven to make it happen and bring it to market. Yeah. Like, seeing you in behind the scenes process has been cool. And
thank
like,
you.
Inshallah, and yeah, let's, it's materializing and all these products and growth.
Thank you.
So
it's so
to the moon, inshallah.
Yeah, to the moon. Yeah, I want, people thought that Iuni was just going to be the shirt, but I want it to be like a whole brand. I want to keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to keep going forever. I like it a lot.
Process of even getting the material like you're literally getting it from a war zone.
Yeah.
And talk even about if that. That's even if you find the factory, they might not even respond. And it's like
For context, I texted him like 2 days ago crying. I'm like sending a video of him of me literally crying because it's so hard to get the fabric.
Yeah.
It is so hard.
Did you land on the one factory?
Yeah, I was using them, but they're I don't know, like, I love Arabs. I'll never talk bad about Arabs. Oh, my God, it's so hard to work with them. It's like I was talking to my brother, and my brother was like, dude, like, you were born the wrong race if you wanted shit to be done fast. It is so hard.
Yeah. It'll be done well, but it's not
done. It'll be done so well. Yeah, like, the fabric is amazing, but they're like, oh,
Right.
Next week, inshallah.
Are they busy? Like, they're really busy
But also, this is probably, like, the hardest time to have a kufiya factory. Right, they're probably making so much.
I remember you were trying to get your uncle to go to the coffee shop. He's like, yeah, bukra.
Oh my God. He said bukra for like 3 weeks. Yeah. No, wallah. He was like, he told
me. Bukra's
like,
a good one.
Yeah. Bukra is apparently a day of the week that I don't know what it is. It's the eighth day of the week that I just keep sleeping through on accident. Right. Yeah. Because he was like, oh, wallah, I bought the fabric yesterday. I bought the fabric. I'm like, alhamdulillah. When are you going to ship it? He's like, I'll ship tomorrow. 3 weeks later, he's like, I bought the fabric yesterday. Alhamdulillah. I'm like, what are you like? Just so blatantly lying. And then he sends it and he goes, I see it, God, there. Please sell me all the money that I cost for you. I'm like, no, you're going to sit
gonna
and
wait.
Too. You're going to wait. You're going to wait. Yeah.
3 to 6 business months.
Yeah. I'll send it to you, Bukra.
Yeah, right? Yeah, Bukra. Shout out to Paliwoods also for like helping select some of the factories and stuff.
Like on the shipping option for Iuni.
Bukra.
Prime is like the option. Bukra, yeah.
I don't even give them an option. I'm like, it'll get there when it gets there, guys. Say inshallah.
Day, inshallah.
You know what you'd ask your mom for something growing up? She'd be like, inshallah.
Inshallah is the book.
Oh my God, that's kind of hilarious. Yeah. We should.
No, inshallah is like using the Lord's name in vain. Like, yeah. What? At this point.
Why?
You can do the
because it's just inshallah.
No, if God wills it. If God wills it, man.
God's not willing it.
People say it to
if God
avoid,
wills me
like,
to send it to you.
I'm not really like privy to. There's a lot of shorthand now. Like it's like IA.
Yeah. And then I think I sent you the IA.
I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. A lot of people are confused.
Small I, big A.
Small
it's a very Arab American thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
So the I is
it's Arabizi.
Yeah.
Insha. And then Allah. Okay, cool. Nice. Well, you were talking about your protesting in Iuni. Let's talk about more of the activism, too.
Yeah. So we've been having,
we've been going crazy. The whole Oscars thing.
Oh, my God.
I remember when we were there, you were like...
But even before that, like, let's...
Yeah.
Where did it all start?
First of all, your dad. We met your dad, and he was like, I've been going to these protests for so many years.
You guys are like the 1% of my friend group that's met my dad. I can't believe you three have met my dad. Yeah. Like, how is that possible?
And I realized that you were Lebanese through your dad, basically, and he was like...
He's like the most Lebanese entity ever. He is a Lebanon. He texts me today, he's like, never, because I'm like, I like, he like always asks me, like, do you like being half Palestinian or half Lebanese better? I'm like, I like being half Palestinian better. He texted me today.
Yeah.
He texted me today, just to remind you, Lebanese people are Phoenician and we invented the alphabet.
What? Just random text from dad.
Weird flex, but okay.
I'm like,
even speak to me. No.
I'm like, spell vegetable. Like, let's start there. I'm talking about the alphabet. I'm talking about the English alphabet.
W
V A G.
Whoa.
Got me second guessing.
B A B L.
Veggie table.
Okay. So activism.
Oh yeah, back to activism. Yeah, we've been going crazy. It's hard.
The
so
Oscars
hard.
Party went off. Oh, like you guys did the interview.
People were so mad about that. Did you see the hate comments on our video?
Crazy.
What were they mad
about? On where? On Instagram or TikTok?
TikTok.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Like, you guys think you're so cool. Blah, blah. Like, I'm like, I actually kind of do think we're cool. Like, I think we're like protesting like a worldwide genocide. I think this is kind of fucking awesome.
Straight up, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I kind of always was a big protester. I went like really hard for BLM in Atlanta too.
Oh, in Atlanta?
Yeah, when I was still living there. Okay. So I don't know. I think it's the best way. Yeah. And like now with the encampments, I love it. I think I'm going to sleep there tonight. Yeah. The UCLA encampment. Oh my God. What time is it?
It's 3:30.
My UCLA decision is coming out at 5:10.
No way.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Get accepted
like
or
whether
not?
Or not I'm going to UCLA next
no
year.
No way.
Dang. What are you applying for?
I applied for film.
Okay.
Well, if they don't, we're going to protest either way.
Dude, but I was scared because I posted a picture of me protesting at their campus literally yesterday. I'm like, I hope they didn't see that and fucking rescind it.
Are they doing the same thing as all these other universities?
Yeah,
are
dude, they suppressing the protest? Something that I've been thinking about a lot about that is like universities, especially like these public liberal arts universities, literally pride themselves at being like the forefront of the civil rights movements or all movements. Yeah, yeah. Like black rights. Yeah. Black rights was born at universities. Yeah. Like even at Columbia, there were sit-ins at Columbia to allow black people to eat at the same tables that white people were eating at or served at. So it's like Columbia suppressing like the pro-Palestine movement.
I feel like don't they do that for every movement? Like every movement until it's
the civil
over.
Rights movement.
No, but I'm saying like they condemn
it.
No,
yeah,
the
they condemned it, but then they use it as like a flex. Like we like the faculty. They're like we at Columbia, we were the forefront, but that wasn't them. Yeah. You were the position that was withholding the movement. Okay. So it's like funny for them to teach civil rights classes, and they even had a Palestine class and resistance classes, and like I was at UCLA yesterday, and they have this like wall of like influential black people from like the 1800s, or even before that, or even from the civil rights movement. I'm like, these people weren't allowed to go here like less than 100 years ago. So it's like, you would think that by now universities would have it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they romanticize it, right? And then they're like, oh, they actually do that.
Till
stuff.
It's time to actually like, oh, change.
Let's call the National Guard.
Well, they'll,
you know?
They look at like Colombia. They were big in boycotting South Africa.
Yeah.
And like, I think they divested from South Africa back then. Like,
maybe so I don't know enough about these institutions, but it just seems so out of character. Like a university is supposed to be this place of like new ideas flourishing and letting the students express themselves.
But
it's
the donors, the donors, you got to appease the donors.
I was talking to...
Fuck the donors.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's also so...
Well, think about Columbia. Robert Kraft, the guy who owns the Patriots, donates millions and millions of dollars. And he's saying, I'm going to take away my millions and millions of dollars if you don't take care of those people on campus. So what are you going to do as the administrator, the Egyptian president of Columbia, by the way?
It's fucking crazy. I mean,
she's not like, obviously she's being told what to do, and
but they put,
they also overreact to the situation, which makes it even worse, you know, like even like USC.
You think, Maya?
I just think, I mean, I was talking to the dean of a university recently. I don't want to say who it was because he was like very scared that I was going to like expose our conversation.
What does it start with?
I was talking to a dean of a university, and I was just telling him, like, your students see this university as a safe space. Like, hundreds of your students have come here escaping, like, bad housing situations, bad familial situations, and just, like, seeing this as a new life and a new step to their future life. And you're calling the National Guard to slam them on the ground, pepper spray them, shoot them with rubber bullets? Like, what is this country if it's not a safe space for, like, I don't know, I feel like this, like, imposed idea of the American dream is like you can come from your third world country and you can find peace and you have this like democracy and freedom of speech, and then a kid sits in a tent in front of his math class and he gets fucking maced. Like
freedom of speech until
you're Arab or until
Arab
you're brown.
Or brown or
your speech doesn't suit the narrative.
And I mean, I understand the thing about the donors. And even like when I was speaking at certain universities, a lot of the donors were even commenting like, I'm pulling my money if you speak to me. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you do, but tell that to the dean. And they do. I just think too, like I'm paying so much in tuition. Why are you, why do you don't need... Like, if you divest, all that money is coming from donors anyway. You don't need their donation money if you're just not going to send it to Israel. Like, you have, they have, these universities are like $1 billion corporations.
Yeah. $1 billion endowments that yeah. they have and they use to invest yeah. and try to make more money.
Sure, their yeah. pockets are getting fatter, the administration.
Oh my God. The longer, I mean, the longer this goes on, the more money they make. And like, war is an industry. I mean, the more kids they kill in Gaza, the more money goes into their pockets. I mean, also like people, the universities are like, they're mad because, you know, BDS, especially at universities, these students aren't mad just because you're sending money to Israel. These students are mad that you're investing in BlackRock, that you're investing in like these corporations that are making, yeah, bullets and rockets and things to shoot our people with.
But it's not, right. it's not even, so you have the investment, but it's the lack of our own healthcare, our yes. own education system.
In America,
our,
yeah.
Yeah, so like, you're exactly. And to make even matters worse, they have that in the occupation.
For free, and
they
also
they get
like,
the free, you know, yeah. Healthcare, education. It's like the most yeah. backwards thing, you know?
And you know, like the bill we just, the
96 billion between
how
Ukraine.
How many times
and
could that have solved yeah. hunger and homelessness?
Yeah. I mean, I was looking at statistics 2 days ago. 1 in 8 households in America doesn't know where their next meal is going to come from. 1 in 8.
Wow.
People in Israel are living for free. Their entire life is subsidized. And I've seen it. There is free housing, free healthcare, free education.
And as you were saying, the subsidies also come from war too.
Yes. And it all, I mean.
So they want to perpetuate the war to make
oh
the
oh my gosh, like. But this has been like a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Like Dick Cheney made like billions from the Iraq War. They're just sitting there. They love it. They love it. They love inciting this violence. And like the people who like actually suffer from it are the lower income people living in America. I wanted to tell a quick story. I've told it before on my Instagram. Georgia, where I grew up, has one of the lowest number of insured people in the entire state. It is so hard to get insurance in Georgia. Even my friends that had money growing up, I didn't really, but some of my friends that had like good money growing up, they were uninsured because it's very difficult to get insurance.
Health insurance?
Health insurance. And I don't know, it's the South. It all has problems like that. I think Kentucky is the other big one. But so I didn't have health insurance for like 8 years, and neither did my mom or my brother. And so every year, you know, women over a certain age are supposed to get a mammogram, but they're very expensive out of pocket. I think they're $450. And a mammogram is the test that you use to test for breast cancer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my mom, we are uninsured, and, you know, when money gets tight, like those are the first things, like the large purchases. Arab moms, they'll never put themselves over their kids.
Yeah.
So my mom just stopped getting mammograms while we were in high school. And she skipped like 3 years of mammograms. And then she woke up one day in the middle of the night and she was like, I know I have breast cancer. Like she just felt it.
Wow.
She didn't feel a lump or anything. She just felt like something was wrong with her body. So she paid the $450 to get the mammogram, and she had breast cancer. And alhamdulillah, it was stage 2. But like they could have caught it at stage 1 and yeah. she wouldn't have had to do a year of radiation or the rest of her life go to get checked for cancer. So it's like things like that, when people in America are crowdfunding to pay for their parents' terminal illness, when this is literally what America has promised us.
They're like, yeah, just pick yourself up by your bootstraps
yeah.
and, you know, like work your minimum wage. Yeah.
And this like this patriotism that if you ask for help in America, you're like not working hard enough. And this
right.
the capitalist idea, when nobody in Israel is working, their economy, if they weren't funded by the U.S. government, their economy would be completely flatlined. Even with the help of the U.S. government, their economy sucks. So it's like I'm not even fighting just for Palestine. I'm fighting for everybody in America to realize like we have like a donor. We have a servitude to a country that literally stands for fascism, and there's like a fascist
or of a
state.
Leech. They're a leech.
They're elites. And also they think they're elite. No, they are leeches, but they also think they're elite, and they think that like they are the chosen people who deserve to be treated this way when our Americans are suffering.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people in America dying from starvation. How is
right.
that happening?
Right.
In 2024.
Yeah. But people will say, you know, if you're not pro-Israel, you're not pro-American. They're also attached to it like that, you know? But it's like we're
saying that.
No, like, yeah. You know, people talk into like geopolitics, political, and like, you don't want the Russians in
Israel.
There.
All
the politicians. Yeah, we need
like,
an Israel.
Like what Biden said, like, if Israel didn't exist, I'd create an Israel.
Yeah.
But it's like,
they're getting all the money that's not coming here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just all comes from.
Our lives
from,
suck because of it.
No, our lives literally suck. The economy in America is horrible. Nobody can afford anything. Rent is so high. Like,
yeah. You're saying Israel, they get free housing, they get subsidized healthcare, mm-hmm. they get free
education.
So is Israel a communist country then?
I don't know. And then another thing that I just found out too, I don't know how I didn't know this. You know, Netanyahu's been in office on and off for like 20 plus years.
Yeah.
No, it's literally a dictatorship. Like, what are you talking about? He's been in office for 20. Yeah, no, people don't know that.
It was on and off. It was like, wasn't he born in Philly? Was actually like ousted.
Yeah, he was ousted.
And then he was on his way to prison.
And then he like finessed to come back.
And then the whole Israel's government, the government collapsed.
Yeah.
Because it was going more liberal.
Yeah.
They messed it up. And then they didn't have a government for a long time. And then Netanyahu came back. And he's like,
he's crazy though.
Worse. This guy from Philadelphia.
He's literally from Philadelphia.
Polish guy from Philadelphia.
His kids live in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah. His son lives in Miami.
Pull up.
Yeah, pull up on him next time you're out there.
Yeah.
You're so Miami, by the way.
Yeah, I am.
You're the most Miami person I've ever met.
Florida, so.
I'm Florida man.
Florida man.
Yeah.
Florida
wrestling
man.
Wrestling gators and stuff.
You're like Arab Florida man, which is like their worst nightmare. Yeah. The country's worst nightmare. Florida man with beard.
With AK-47.
Yeah, Florida man with bomb.
I think it's an Arab girl's worst nightmare, too.
Yeah,
The misogyny is Lebanese, real with this one.
Yeah, Lebanese Florida man. Miami? Lebanese Miami man.
Misogyny.
You're like DJ Khaled if he wasn't the worst person alive.
What are you, a physical therapist? You want massage me?
Massage me?
Massage a knee.
I got that. I don't think anybody else got that. Yeah, I got it.
Just intelligent people, it works differently.
Yeah, exactly. Brother. Palestinians. Got it. Just Palestinian
brain. Brother, you're half. Come on. Stop claiming this.
What's up, brother?
You're Phoenician.
Allegedly.
I do want to talk about like some more, because we can go about the politics forever and the state of this country. Yeah. And
they've heard it before.
Yeah. What are
TikTok banned?
What about TikTok? Yeah. That's getting banned.
TikTok's getting banned.
Do you think it is?
Again,
I don't think it's getting banned.
This is you guys' platform. Like, how do you feel about that?
We have to get a job, dude. We have to get a real job.
My uni's
fuck.
I think it's unconstitutional, first of all.
Yeah.
They tried to ban it within Montana or whatever, and that didn't go through.
Yeah.
They have users in Montana.
There are people live in Montana.
Hannah? Anyways, I don't think it's constitutional, like, you know, free speech thing.
Mm. Didn't Biden sign it or something?
No, he signed it, but they're taking it up in the courts.
I mean, apparently TikTok has 9 months to sell to like a U.S.
Right. Yeah.
US
company.
But here's the thing, they've tried, like, I don't know, you noobs. I've been on TikTok for 7 years.
Yeah, I'm a noob.
Yeah, you
compared to you, I'm like 2 years in.
TikTok, even, wasn't it musically before that?
I got it like right when it sold.
When I went to TikTok.
It's been 7 years?
Yeah, since I was 16. I'm 22. Someone do the math on that.
Six years. Smart. Remember with 2 seconds ago?
That's why we need TikTok, dude. That's why we need TikTok. We know I can't do math.
That's why TikTok should
be bad. I have a 43% math guy now, guys. 43%. 43%.
In what?
In statistics.
6+6. Oh.
Wait. So like your grade?
Yeah.
But why is TikTok getting banned?
Okay, but let's focus on something else. Yeah. Okay, the tea is, in my 7 years on TikTok, they have tried or threatened to ban it like at least 4 times. It's never gotten this far. But I don't think it's going to be banned. Also, like, they banned TikTok in India, but TikTok has the most like Indian users. Like, there's ways around a TikTok ban.
VPNs and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's going to get banned.
I don't think
they can. There's so many. I think I saw yesterday there's 7 million U.S. small businesses on TikTok. 7 million?
Yeah, that's a big one.
They would destroy the economy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If TikTok was banned, we'd be flopping, dude.
Commerce.
And then also, I think some people, like, actually, what I think is scary is I think some people will fall into a deep depression. Because, like, you know how addicted
Oh, yeah.
Some people are so addicted. I think if they
TikTok
ban it.
TikTok is so good. Turkey. It's like a drug.
Yeah.
Do you think the other platforms are involved in this? They want like...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's a lobby, dude. I'm sure... Yeah. Dude, Meta is so shady.
That's what I'm saying. They want the user, but like they're afraid that TikTok is
taking all
the... They've
been stealing their algorithm and stuff because TikTok has that good algorithm.
I think Zuckerberg is... I think the Zuck is like the Antichrist. I think there's something really, really scary.
He's definitely funding this TikTok brand.
You see him with the beard, new beard? The beard? And he's like, you went from steal your dad to steal your girl.
Yeah. Ayo, he's... he gives me like the heebie-jeebies. Yeah, yeah,
alien man right there.
Would you rather be stuck in a room with Zuckerberg or a bear?
I mean, that's I think me and the bear could see eye to eye.
Yeah, I feel like, it, like.
Have you seen the Russians with the bears?
That's this is from planet Earth. The bear,
yeah, you know? At least. Yeah. Dude, Zuck is a lizard, dude. 100%.
I saw a comment going back on the beard thing. They said, it's crazy how AI made him look more human.
Yeah.
That was AI? The beard was AI?
He doesn't look human.
Yeah.
There's, and he has like nothing. Right. I think Elon Musk is also like up there with like horrible people.
They're all, I mean,
Elon flip-flopped on Palestine so bad.
So fast.
Wait, did he?
Yeah,
he
the richest man in the world. Us. You don't need anybody.
What did he do?
He pulled up to Israel. And
first, he said, like, I'm going to give them internet. On Joe Rogan, he was like, if you keep bombing people, basically, you're creating more resistance fighters.
Which makes sense.
And then he tried to give them internet, right? Was that part of it?
Starlink.
I think he gave them Starlink.
He tried to give Palestine Starlink.
Yeah, to us, yeah. And then they invited him to the land that they occupy, and they gave him a little tour, and God knows what else they told him.
I think what happened was, I don't know if this is accurate, apparently he made like a crazy anti-Semitic video, like actually anti-Semitic, like said some, right? He said something.
So they got some blackmail on him?
He retweeted like some like crazy insane anti-Semitic.
I heard that, yeah. Actually.
And then they were threatening to take Twitter from him. Everybody stopped using, like, all there was like a big Twitter X boycott because they
the brands
he
are
retweeted
pull out
that crazy video, and then he was like, you know what will fix this?
PR.
If I go shake hands with Netanyahu on the first week of the genocide, and he went and he did, and then like Netanyahu took him like on a birthright trip,
they did
the birthright treatment on him.
Literally, the brainwash, the even the number two brainwash with the fries on the side.
What's the the birthright? Y'all been on that or not?
You know, I thought about it in high school. I thought about trying to like apply to it so I could go back to Palestine, dude. It's so hard. As a Palestinian, they're like...
I mean, wouldn't you have to convert to Judaism or something?
No, you just need a letter from a rabbi.
Really? Oh, yeah. Wow. You really did look into it.
No. I looked into it. That's I was trying to go to Palestine.
So how do you verify?
Isn't that crazy? As a Palestinian, you have to do that just to go home?
Yeah, I was like, how do I? But my last name's Abdullah. They're going to be like...
Yeah. You're going to get a couple eyes for sure on that name.
A lot of them are also...
Yeah. Have you heard of that comedian, Ahmed Weisenberg? I love him.
Ahmed Weisenberg.
Is it Muhammad?
His name is Ahmed.
Ahmed.
Ahmed Weisenberg.
I love him.
Is it Ahmed?
I think it might be Ahmed.
Probably Ahmed. He doesn't know. He's not.
Wait, Weisenberg? Like, Ahmed Weisenberg is a crazy name.
Right? I think his mom was Muslim and his dad was Jewish. That's,
like if both sides was a person, that's him.
Yeah. He's the solution. He's the solution.
Ahmed Weinberg. Shout out Ahmed Weinberg.
Is it? Let me see.
I know.
Oh my God.
I saw him last month.
I mean, is he cool?
We gaslit the fuck out of him. Yeah. He was right.
What do you mean?
You were right about Ahmed. I think you guys should fight.
Maybe he's mispronouncing.
He's a comedian. His name is Ahmed.
Ahmed Weinberg.
Ahmed.
He's funny though. I've seen his set like live, and he's pretty funny. I think his dad's Jewish and his mom's Muslim or something. Something. I mean, the Weinberg.
Yeah.
Right.
Sounds like the dad's last name.
You ever thought about how Phyllis Steen?
But he's gonna.
Weinberg is definitely Arab.
Huh?
Palestine.
Palestine. Oh,
it's
yeah. I heard
the solutions
that
in the name.
The solutions. Yeah, this guy's going to solve it.
Or it's like in the occupation, the palace of the Stein.
He's got rap. He's like spin bars.
Yeah, he's spit a little, he's do like, a little cipher
yeah,
for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, let's do it.
Should I cipher?
Throw dirt on our name and defame us. More hurt on our pain and detain us. Swore that we'll be.
You had, that's not off dome. That's not off dome. That's not off dome.
I was practicing that in the plane today. You ain't got the answer, swing. Tomorrow. Yeah, that's not.
You got something freestyle?
I mean, I could. Me? You know me.
You gotta say my line. What's your line? I don't freestyle because my style ain't free.
I don't freestyle.
Thank you, guys. Your silence after you said that.
You can play a beat towards
actually,
you.
No, yeah,
okay, yeah, I'll cipher at the end.
All right.
I'll cipher.
I'll cipher.
Yeah, because you guys.
You
want
to come on?
A little music segment?
Yeah, you got some music coming up.
All right, come on.
Me and my brother and his friends would sit in our backyard and cipher after school.
We got Arab, so Ariana Grande.
What would you do in that? You
would say I would cipher. No, I would rap. I would freestyle.
We have Arab Ariana Grande. Arab Ariana Grande.
Arab Ariana Grande.
We have Noor Han in the building. Wow.
Yeah.
Can you hit a yeah for us?
No. Silence. I was like, I'm about to
nah. No.
How many?
No.
Yeah.
Hello, you guys.
Atif just like quit. He's like, I'm done.
Hello, hello.
Ready to go. Hello.
Very nice to have you too. We have so many special guests in the building today.
The specialist guest.
Aww. Wonderful.
Dude, she's so sweet.
Sorry.
Not him.
He is very sweet.
Wait, keep gassing me. I cut you off. You're about to say something nice about me.
Yeah, good. Don't stop now.
Fuck. Yeah, I was just going to say she's so sweet. She's like the sweetest person I've met.
Really?
In LA, so, yeah.
No, she's very, Maya's very nice awesome. And considerate.
Thank you, guys.
What else is she? She's
you're very sweet too, Not him. Yeah. We're roommates right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That must be fun. Time.
Yeah. Really fun. We actually like the most two boring people alive, so we don't really do anything.
That's true. We both spend so much time in our room.
Yeah. We just
like she's like freaking out. She has no idea where she's gonna get the stuff. And then I asked you like after the party, what happened?
Oh yeah, and I was
like,
where
did you go out after?
No.
And you're like, I went home
and made pizza.
And
we
made
go
pizza.
Home every day.
Yeah.
I'm like in bed by 10, cozy.
I know.
Some hot chocolate.
You guys
hot
chocolate.
Do
you guys
like
hang out?
We do hang out.
Yeah, we went to a Korean spa together.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Korean what?
So nice.
A Korean spa.
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 Yeah.
Like a Wii spa.
Wii spa. We went to Wii spa.
Was it?
That shit. I mean, what time?
We went at night. When
like
you
real, like how late we talking?
We went at like midnight.
Yeah.
Like
that's like a cutoff.
It's an overnight thing, right?
Like it's a 24 hours type.
Yeah.
Like weird.
I feel like you
scary
love
scary hours. Type,
I feel like you love Wii Spa because you can get naked in front of other men.
Isn't it like a co-ed situation?
Yeah. You don't have to go to the naked part.
Yeah, we didn't. I didn't do that.
I didn't do that either. This time.
Keep it halal.
But it's only girls. It's only girls.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like the that part of it is only. Is not mixed. That's at least. So Nurhan, where are you from?
I was born in Brooklyn, but I live in like the Chicago suburbs. But I'm kind of like in this process of moving here.
Yeah?
Yeah. Inshallah. Yeah. Say inshallah.
Inshallah.
Bukra, I will move here.
Bukra. Yeah.
I actually just came back from Chicago like this morning.
Oh, no way.
What were you
doing
in Chicago?
Visiting family. Yeah, my grandma was sick.
Is she okay?
No, she's getting better. But I was hanging out with Hanny too for a little bit out there.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't think I ran into you last time, the two times ago when I was in Chicago and they were recording the album, The Art of...
Oh, The Art of War, yeah.
But, you know, I was at a few of those sessions. It was pretty dope time, right? How was that experience for you?
Honestly, like, it was so beautiful. It was very emotional because, obviously, like, writing that, you have to take out, or, like, bring out a lot of emotions. You have to really, like, get detailed with what's going on, with how people are feeling. Oh, sorry. And, so, like, it was just very emotional. We were all, like, sharing, like, our, I guess, what we think of everything going on. And then it also became very beautiful because we wrote a lot of hopeful songs, too. And I don't know. It was just, like, we built a little community around each other while making these songs. And then the feedback, too, was, like, even more beautiful. Like, I met, I was at an event, and a girl came up to me, and she was crying. She was like, your songs give me hope, like, from The Art of War. And I started crying. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't know it, like, makes that
that's
big
amazing.
Of a difference.
Oh, it does. I feel like music is the way to, like, touch people.
Yeah, that's true.
Speaks directly to the soul of people.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, you had to dig into the deepest parts of yourself to deliver that message in that art.
Yeah.
It was definitely a really dope, like, community environment that developed over those couple weeks that they were, you know, the album was being made. People were flying in from, like, England.
Yeah.
Places. So cool.
Yeah, that's true. It was fun. It was a good time.
You also have some...
Yesterday at the event when you, you know, like, met...
Oh, Fozia? Yeah.
You know, you guys were pictures together, and it's like you fit right in, I think, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
she matches it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Like,
so
the
much.
It wasn't like you were a fan, it was like you were a colleague,
really?
You know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
Her,
I honestly feel like
so. She was so talented, but I feel like also, you know, you belong up there too.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Yeah. I feel like everything's been kind of like falling into place for me the last few months. And like, I don't know. Like, so when people tell me that, I'm just like, it's like shocking to hear that, oh, like I belong here. But then I also kind of feel it. Like,
yeah.
I
you
feel
do.
Like, yeah. Like, you know, when God's like kind of telling you, like, just keep going. Yeah. You're supposed to be here.
And then you have new music coming, right?
Yeah.
He showed me a sneak peek, not much, of some of the new videos that you have.
Oh, yes.
Girl, they are fire. Fantastic. Seriously, mashallah, like top notch stuff.
Thank you so much. It was looking so good.
I can't wait for people to see it.
Yeah, I mean, you literally just dropped the song today, right?
Yes, I did.
What is it called?
Le. So, Lesh.
Wow. Yeah.
I think it's going to be her, the hit maker. I think it's going to be her number one.
Thank you. I don't even, like, it's crazy. It's always the songs that, like, you least expect it that everyone loves the most.
I'm obsessed with it, dude.
Do you have, like, the instrumental version online or something?
I do in my email.
Can you sing a little a cappella?
I could. Does that work in here? Like, can I sing?
We can also play the...
Huh?
I'll play it after, but yeah, we could do an a cappella.
Yeah, just spit some bars.
Okay. Don't get offended by this lyric. It's like
for men, the Arab red flags.
Yeah. Look how scared they look.
And then like, what is she about to
scared.
Say?
Scared.
It's like
this is like a biography.
Like, how did you get this song about him?
Yeah. Why'd you write a song about me?
I take my red glasses off.
A lot of people ask that though. Like, a lot of guys will ask me, like, "Did you write this about me?" I'm like, "What the?"
Did you write this about you? They're like texting you, like, yeah, is this about me?
I'm like, no.
Mariah, you go like, why are you so obsessed with
but
me?
But if the shoe fits, right. If the shoe fits, Deb get in it.
That's another, your next shirt.
That's so funny. But yeah, I could sing like a little bit. It's like, I did not warm up, but. Where do they keep the real damn men? I've been looking everywhere for good limb I can. Got a question, help me understand. Whatever.
Yeah. What? Wait. You cut it off at the best part.
Is that the
okay, go back. One more time.
Okay. You got me thinking I'm insane. You don't want me, but you don't want him for me. Whatever.
Hey. It's so good.
What? She goes, whatever. Wait. So you literally were on the same wavelength as Fauzia.
Yeah.
She has the same vibe. Yeah. Like the Shakira stuff. Yeah.
Shakira.
Yeah. That's crazy. So yeah.
You have a beautiful voice, Mashallah.
Thank you. Mashallah. I did not warm up though. So
yeah, I know.
No, that was amazing.
No, I didn't even warm up.
Yeah,
she's like, whatever.
Like, I didn't warm up, guys. So excuse my voice. And then she wins a Grammy.
Yeah. Thank you. Wait, what happens? Why are the
all the award
show. We have award show trauma.
Establishment.
Fuck the man.
We'll make our own Grammys. We should make a Arab Grammy.
What would we call it?
Yeah. Hanny and I were talking about that.
The Hannies?
Oh, no way.
We need our own award show.
We do.
Because we don't need to wait on them to give us props. Like,
that's true.
Yeah. Also, I don't even want props from them.
Yeah.
If you think it's good, do I think it's good?
Right.
Or?
That's true. Yeah.
You guys are collaborating too, apparently.
Yeah. We're trying to make a song.
Yeah.
Maya,
I think
it's
going to be cool. I hear her on the house.
She's like in the shower.
She's like putting her ear to the door. Yeah. Like Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yeah. No, she's good.
I didn't know you were into music.
I'm trying. No, I wanted to release an album like 2 years ago. I just, it's so hard. I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
Tell me about it.
Because you rap, right?
No. Oh my God. Actually, let me spare real quick.
Yeah.
Can you beatbox? That was kind of cool.
Wait, you can? Okay.
What?
Let's go, Maya.
Oh, wait, no, I'm not gonna do it.
I'll give you the ad libs.
Okay, go. We in the stew?
Yeah.
What it do?
Hey.
Me and the crew?
Hey.
I don't know?
Hey.
What else to say? Norhan! Go. That was a pass.
Okay.
Wow.
Dr. Seuss up in the
That's so funny.
Okay, you got some bars, girl.
But we're trying to release a duet or a song together.
Yeah.
About Palestine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing. I'm definitely be excited to hear Maya on the track with Norhan.
Maya on the track?
Yes. Maya on the beat.
Can I do your producer tag if you ever start producing?
Oh my God, you know I actually started producing. Yeah, I made one beat. But like, I'm yeah.
I want to hear it. Your tag would be, I'd do it, I'd say, Norhan. Norhan made that shit.
Right. Yeah, that's,
Norhan don't trust wrong. You.
Yeah. Norhan don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you.
Wait, that was kind of good though. I'm not going to lie.
What if your tag was just a straight up Zagaruta?
I literally was Zagaruta-ing yesterday. Zagaruta-ing. Were you the one who told me my Zagaruta was...
Give me a Zagaruta.
Yeah, hey, you're a Zagaruta. Zagaruta?
That's definitely going to pop this mic, right?
I mean, you can back up a little
lean
bit.
Back. Lean back. Try. Should we do?
Hey.
Can nice. I try?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm nervous.
You got this.
This is like... I feel like this is how my brother's gonna find a wife. He's gonna line 10 Arab women up right, and be right. like, who can suck it the best? Right.
Just imagine your brother's getting married.
It'll come out I'd be naturally. Silent because I'd be so afraid for the woman. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's funny. Hey, that come
good.
On.
Was it good?
What
was
up?
The
yeah, you oh, yeah. did that.
That
yeah.
We're gonna go downstairs. Hi. We're gonna go downstairs, and everyone's gone.
Yeah.
People start running.
They're like, oh
should we start
God.
Praying?
Yeah.
Someone say Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. Racism.
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 But anyways.
Oh.
Well, that was amazing, guys.
Thank you.
Well, we're excited to hear the project that's coming out.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're glad you got to stop by and speak to us.
Thank you so much.
You know.
Keep, that shit delicious too.
I love watermelon.
Remember when y'all were like, why'd you put it on the eye on our logo?
That. You're making shit up now.
Okay.
Bro.
Neither of you knew what the watermelon was when we started this thing.
No. Maya.
You're just.
Hey, I forgot you were sitting here. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Can you get a confirmation?
I hate when you guys fight. Oh my gosh, somebody please. Somebody answer the AT&T guy. I'm stressed. What do we do? I don't know. How does it handle it? Please.
It'll be fine. They'll come back tomorrow. They give you like an 8-hour window and they're like, I'm
they
here.
Literally, they gave me 12 to 4. You think I'm going to sit? I have so, guys, I have like 14 people calling me like, where the fuck is my bandana? I can't hear only 8 to 4. I spit when I did that. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
So sounds like he's going to get right? it taken care of.
Mr. Hamaza.
Hamaza. 7 minutes.
Okay.
I wanted to know about one thing. Why yeah. do, what about our God. Generation? This generation, the younger yeah. generation, your generation, makes y'all and us have just such good takes.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think there are definitely people in our generation that are just like so stupid too.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Yeah, true.
But I think it's, I think people are like a lot more confident in our generation to like try things. I don't know, like our parents were like married at 14, like not mine, but like,
yeah
like our parents were like, I think a little bit
tough,
more.
Like scared of trying things.
Yeah.
Because they don't know how it's going to go.
I think our generation is a little less scared of failure too. Cause like, I don't know, we watched like our parents fail so many times, especially like I watched the 2008 recession in HD 5K quality in yeah. my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, we've watched our parents like, do the right thing and then fail so many times that I right. think like we're like fuck it, like, and then even my parents told me, they were like, you need to stop posting about Palestine because you're not going to get a job. Like my dad told me that and I'm like yeah. oh well, so you're stupid. No. I'm well, like oh so I mean, you're wrong.
Yeah. yeah.
Do you like wholeheartedly believe that, like, you know, you just don't want to work with anybody who doesn't support you basically?
Yeah, I would never.
Yeah,
I would never go right now to work for a Zionist corporation.
Right.
Like, I can't. I can't even, like, go to a small coffee shop without asking them, does anybody yeah. in here donate to Israel?
Yeah.
Like, I take it too far. People get mad at me.
I'm the same way, in a way, when I go to an Arabic, like, a Mediterranean oh, restaurant.
No. If
I'm
they
like,
have falafel on, like, their menu,
like, what is the
I'm
ethnicity
like,
of your owners?
Yeah.
Where are they from?
Where are your owners from?
You know, I've been to restaurants that have menu items that says Israeli salad.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
That's when you walk out.
They think fattoush is Israeli salad. Right. Like, fattoush yeah. is not even Palestinian. It's just, like, Arab.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was talking to a Zionist. Not talking to them. They commented. They were like, hummus is the most ancient Israeli dish. I'm like, I think hummus ancient. Came from Egypt, actually. Like, I think, like, you're not even appropriating the right country.
Right.
I think hummus came from, like, a totally different country.
Yeah. Guess what? There's a lot of Jewish people that were in Egypt because yeah. that's where Judaism started.
Yeah.
But Hummus was Egyptian, not the identity that you created politically and then tied.
And also, like, Jews could have been a part of creating hummus, but like, why do you have to make
it's not
like
part of the state?
Is the state of Israel, like falafel being their falafel,
right?
Falafel being their national food,
right.
Like, guys, I don't think that came from your land,
right? Like if you might have. We were talking about this with Rahma Zain earlier. It's like if you are going to claim you either claim your Arab identity,
yeah,
or you claim the identity that hates Arabs and wants to destroy Arabs.
Yeah.
Like pick
There's
one.
No in between.
You can't be both.
Wait, can we do like a really funny clip?
Yeah.
Let's do something hilarious.
Okay. What is...
You have something in mind or do you want us to come up
with it? No, I wanted you to come up with it right now.
I have a thing. What do you think about thirst trapping for Palestine? Because this guy does it a lot.
I've been doing it since day one.
And then one of my friends saw the video that we did. He was like, that girl is so cute. I'm pro-Palestinian now.
I get a lot of comments.
Are you guilty of this?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Can you say hi to my friend?
Yeah.
Hi, friend.
Tell him why he should support.
In the Ayuni merch?
I think you should support Palestine. I definitely think I get a lot of messages. Guys, we're picking up. I get a lot of messages from Israelis that are like, I don't know, you're making me change my mind. That picture you posted is making me change my mind. I'm like, yeah.
So we're not.
I got a whole vault.
So I'm like, so wait, I'm not a terrorist. I think, you know, a lot of protesters just say by any means possible.
Yeah, whatever.
By any means possible.
You got nonviolent resistance. Violent resistance.
And then the thirst trapping. Yeah. Posting a little. Yes. People get so mad when I like made my brand because it's like tight kufiya. Like you can kind of see your tummy a little bit. I'm like, how do you think the Israeli men are going to stop supporting Israel? I'm trying to send an army of the sexiest Arab women to bring them,
to America. You know, they try to do that.
It's a setup.
PSYOP.
Both.
Yes. Well, yeah.
So we should do that to make the woman too, or what?
Not to make this dark. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm creating an army of the sexiest Arab women to bring the Israeli man here and then leave them.
Dump them.
Dump them. Find a way. But then Israel's be like, we'll pay so much money for you to come back, Habibi, please.
Too late at that
Isn't
point.
The best way to like coexist?
He's heartbroken. Yeah.
In that way. That coexistence.
Yeah. If men think they can handle a Palestinian woman, I think.
I'll talk about it. Yeah. They're not ready. They don't know what's ready. In store for them.
I don't even think Palestinian men can handle Palestinian women.
No. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to handle.
Why not? I don't get it.
Talal is dating a white woman.
They're very resilient.
I mean, it's the strength of character.
Was that fucked up? Was that fucked up?
That's all.
I don't know. I don't know.
Who's tall?
You got more tea than I do. I don't know.
Huh?
We're on rocks right now.
Oh.
It's a rocky situation.
Scrap that. I will say, no, I feel like all Palestinian men are dating like non-Arabs right now. They're scared. We're too riled up. I'm like, I like come home from a protest, hit my husband. I'm like, that's bird.
We're reversing the
why
misogyny.
Isn't the tabbouleh ready?
Yeah, why isn't the tabbouleh ready? He like starts scrubbing
you
the floor.
Need a for tabbouleh.
He's so
I was going to take the chicken out of the fridge, I swear.
Oh, we're too on fire right now.
Don't forget the chicken in the fridge. Mom comes home. Jeez.
I would hide.
Yeah.
I would just hide for hours.
You like try to microwave it?
You're blow drying it with the air dryer. No, the scariest thing on earth is when you forget that your mom told you something. She walks in, you're watching Cartoon Network.
Garage open.
I'm watching Disney Channel. I see my mom come in. Oh my God.
You just remembered when, and she's like, you just
she's pulling into the driveway.
And it's a cold chicken in a warm bowl.
I'm like, wallahi, mom, I pulled it out hours ago. It's just something wrong with the chicken, I swear.
It's just extra frozen.
It was just frozen. It's from Israel.
Blame it on them.
Well, I blame them for everything.
Yeah. Hey, they probably blame you for everything too.
Yeah, they do.
It was Hamas in the chicken.
Mama, it was Hamas. They made the chicken extra cold.
End scene.
Okay, cool. I guess we're done. Yeah.
Thank you for coming by.
You got the part.
Thank you.
This is what you guys will
see.
We're starting a spin-off podcast called The Habibti House. Let us know in the comments if you want.
Bro, just hijack that movie.
Sorry.
Damn, this hijacker right here. Let's, yeah, we're going to start a Habibti, you know, house podcast, and let us know if you want to hear the female perspectives, which we all obviously want to hear.
We have two members of the Habibti house podcast confirmed. Comment down below who you want to see as the third woman of the Habibti house, the third host of the Habibti house podcast. Inshallah, it'll come soon. Bukra.
Bukra. Inshallah, bukra. Yeah, but if you guys want to see that, definitely spam the comments. Habibti house.
Yeah.
Three women. Yeah, a little spin off, get some more representation.
Honestly.
Oh no, nothing. I was gonna say the Bukra and Inshallah stuff is fun. Like I feel like we need to incorporate that into
A skill.
Into your merch, like shipping or something.
That'd be funny.
Inshallah Bukra.
Inshallah Bukra.
You asked me to freestyle, that's why I was gonna do that.
Can you just do it really fast?
Just for one. In due time,
we're out.
Back where they're from, stunned by a merciful one. Free my people living in an open air prison. Hear the frequency of freedom if you listen. Speaking as a person, you better call it's a rap, get it? But a deaf ear can never hear the wrong.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Honestly, that was like one of the most fun ones.